Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Kind of a story for all you conspiracy theorists this morning. You're going to love this. The Supreme Court's landmark ruling in the Citizens United case, which lifted spending limits on political action committees contributing on behalf of candidates, that really has set the tone for the 2012 election. It also inaugurated, shall we say, a whole new level of shenanigans regarding the U.S. election system.
Now, you know, Colbert's Super PAC has a slogan. Say it with me.
Making a better tomorrow.
Well, we all know that tomorrow's tomorrow might arrive any day from now. But we must be prepared. While today was an easy victory, nothing easy was ever hard.
Thank you, Stephen Colbert, at a very real news conference earlier this year announcing that the Federal Election Commission had authorized his own Stephen Colbert Super PAC for his fans to contribute money so he can, quote, manipulate the election and determine the winners. It's only half funny. Colbert may not even be the biggest player in the real-slash-fake Super PAC game. Turns out that of the 240 new super political action committees, so-called Super PACs, that have been registered with the Federal Election Commission, along with Stephen Colbert's, one quarter of them have been formed by one man, Yuzu LaRose from Florida. Joining us now is Kim Barker. She's an investigative reporter for ProPublica. Kim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Do I have that right? Yuzu LaRose?
I mean, maybe it's Yosu LaRose. Maybe it's Hozu LaRose. I can't really tell you because I could never get the guy to talk to me.
Well, Kim, how did you find out this pattern that a quarter of the 240 super PACs may have been registered by one guy?
I mean, I think it's something that everybody who covers the FEC had realized. They had seen the same name pop up over and over again. And I was talking to somebody who works on the issue, and he just said, what is it with this guy? What's he doing? What's his game? So I started looking into it because I didn't know about it. I'm new to covering campaign finance. And the more I looked into all these different super PACs and all the different names they had over the years, the more I thought there was just a story about how easy it is now to form one of these groups.
And this guy isn't making jokes like Stephen Colbert or, you know, the Brady Bunch has a super PAC, I gather. And you know, all that is about showcasing the way in which the system is potentially open to manipulation. At least that's Stephen Colbert's idea in creating his super PAC. And people have really responded. Do we have any concept of what the mission is here for Mr. Yuzu LaRose?
We don't, actually. He's got 60 of them. As you mentioned, they have names like the Federal Reserve Bank Employees Super PAC or the General Motors Customers Super PAC or the Harvard University Graduates Super PAC. And we're not quite sure what he's doing with them. But over the months, they've had names such as, you know, the Dick Cheney for a Better America Super PAC, Bill Clinton for a Better America Super PAC. Some people have the theory that he's trying to get as many of these names as he can sewn up so that maybe if you wanted to form, say, Dick Cheney for a Better America Super PAC, you'd have to go through him.
Kim Barker is an investigative reporter for ProPublica. And give us an idea here. You know, it's a little bit like registering domain names on the Internet. Kim Barker, what does it take to actually get one of these names registered with the Federal Election Commission?
I mean, you just have to announce that you're forming a PAC, basically. And then you need to tell the FEC that under the guidelines set out by SpeechNow versus the FEC, which is a court decision allowing the formation of super PACs, that you want this PAC to be a super PAC. That's really all you have to do, is form the PAC and then say you want it to be a super PAC and send a letter to the FEC letting them know that.
The person who's done this, I guess, 60 times or more is Yuzu LaRose, Jose LaRose in Florida. So let me ask you, Kim, with these super PACs, what does that then give him the power to do? Just run ads?
No. He can raise money with these super PACs, unlimited amounts of money from anybody or any corporation or any union, for that matter, that wants to donate to one of these super PACs. And then he can spend unlimited amounts of money. You know, mainly on ads, because that's what these committees mainly do, is they do TV ads, they do YouTube ads, they do mailing, you know, mailers where they, the sort of things that come to your house that say paid for so-and-so by, for America or Citizens for this. They usually have these very vague names that it's difficult to know who's actually behind them. You know, Priorities USA, you know, Restore Our Future, things like that.
And this fellow, Mr. LaRose, has been politically active in the past. He's actually run as a write-in candidate for governor of Florida. Is he known at all in South Florida?
Oh, yeah. They know Mr. LaRose quite well. In fact, they've changed the law because of him. At one point, Mr. LaRose had formed more than 40 political parties there. And he actually forced a special election in a state Senate race that cost the county $300,000 to put on. After that, Florida decided that they were going to change the law and make it so that no one person could run more than one political party at the same time.
So it's possible that his mission is to disrupt the Federal Election Commission, which it seems in part he's already accomplished.
Yeah, or maybe it's... Maybe he thinks it's a way to become a political player on the federal stage. Maybe he's trying to make the same sort of point in a more meta, bigger way than Stephen Colbert is, to show how easy this is. We just don't really know. I mean, I tried to get a hold of him and never got a return phone call. The one time I made it through on his phone, I was told that it was his secretary and he would pass along the message.
So, Kim, you know, we could really start something here, you know.
I know.
Maybe the whole idea is he wants to get on the Colbert show. That's the deal. Let's plant that seed right now. Stephen Colbert, become honest with the American people, disclose what you're doing, and have Mr. LaRose on your program. Stephen Colbert, this is an open letter from The Takeaway to Comedy Central. Kim, what do you think?
Hey, it sounds like a good guess to me.
And at least we'd know more about him than you've been able to find out, that's for sure.
Right, exactly.
And he'd get what Colbert calls the Colbert bump.
There you go. Kim Barker and John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee trying to scare out this fellow who's registered at least a third of the names of super PACs with the Federal Election Commission. His name is Yuzu LaRose from Florida. Kim Barker is a reporter for ProPublica. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thanks for having me.